For the most part, John Berry used his more than hour-long appearance before the Excellence in Government Conference to recap a busy year. Efforts to revamp the federal retirement system and the website usajobs.gov. In an effort to make government service cool again, as President Obama has mandated, Berry says he's making a place for the technology that attracts so many young people.
You know, the iPad just came out. And, of course, what was our agency's reaction, just like every other agency across federal government, was, oh, my God, don't hook that up to our system. It will, you know, we don't know if it's secure. It'll blow up. It'll fry the world. And, you know, so it was a reaction of panic instead of how are we going to make this work? And so to get around this, what we're doing, I've scraped together money. We're going to build what's called an innovation lab in the basement of OPM. And I think GSA is going to jump on board and help us with this, where we're going to have this great testing place. It's going to be very flexible. We're going to figure out how to test technology as soon as it comes out so we can integrate it and get it into the workplace faster so that we can be cooler and offer the latest gadgets because kids want them. We're going to test workplaces. You know, why do we need to design workplaces with a desk and a chair and a table? A lot of people like to work standing up. Some people might not want a chair at all. You know, give them what they want is what my view would be. We don't have to buy one cookie cutter for every federal employee. Let's test as much flexibility and let people buy what they want to buy and create their own work environment.
Berry also says they'll use the Innovation Lab to test new green products in an effort to make federal workplaces more sustainable and environmentally friendly. He hopes to have the Innovation Lab up and running by this summer. Berry also shared this insight into his effort to eliminate the KSA, the Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities Essay, from the federal hiring process. It's an effort, he says, is proceeding more slowly than he expected.
If you'd have told me a year ago that there would be defenders of KSA essays as initial screening tools, I said, you're crazy. You know, everybody knows resumes are the way to go. The whole rest of the country, the whole world is on resumes. Why are we living on an island pretending that we can have our own little, you know, bubble world? We got to get with this. And sure enough, as we got, you know, I think people thought, well, he's not really serious. Maybe the closer we got to actually doing this, the more, you know, KSA defenders, God bless them. I mean, you know, you're entitled. This is a free country. You're entitled to your opinion. But get used to it get over it because they ain't going to be there for long.
Earlier, Berry opened his EIG appearance by marking what he called a very solemn anniversary.
15 years ago, almost to the hour, 168 people died in the terrorist bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. People beginning their work day, bystanders, children, nearly 100 federal employees. President Clinton did not mince words. That day he addressed the nation saying the attack, quote, was an act of cowardice and it was evil. The United States will not tolerate it, and I will not allow the people of this country to be intimidated by evil cowards. The federal workers who died that day worked to make America better and safer, just like today's civil servants, just like all of you, just like Vern and Hunter, a Vietnam War veteran and a manager of revenue officers for the IRS, who was killed in an airplane attack on the Austin IRS building only a month ago. Commissioner Shulman spoke eloquently earlier this month about the spirit of public service and the people who perform it. He quoted Mr. Hunter's son, Ken, who instead of reacting like many of us could in that horrible circumstance with anger or hatred, his son simply said, if he would have only talked to my dad would have helped him. Since 1995, over 2,185 employees of our civil service have made the supreme sacrifice for their nation and for our neighbors. Last month, in the wake of these recent attacks on federal workers, President Obama renewed the government's commitment to protect its own, stating clearly, quote, "My administration is fully committed to the safety of our federal employees and preventing acts of violence against them." As long as there are those who would use violence to oppose us in the faithful discharge of our duties under the Constitution, we must and we will remain vigilant and united behind our flag and the courage and the integrity it represents. To honor those lost in federal service in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, and all of our federal employees who have died doing their jobs, I'd ask you to please stand and join me in observing a moment of silence. Thank you very much.
OPM Director John Berry at the Reagan Trade Center in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.